That walnut shade address is a correct address, our mailing address, but that gives the impression and possibly raise a question, why the guy here talking on this article when it's on 160? Well, the Hunter's Glen address is for the road that runs beside our house. 160 runs in front of our house. We're there in the corner. So what goes on 160 is something very much of a concern to us and very concerned about this. We don't have a letter in here. I think I did send one last fall. Wish I had have on this. I hope each of you got that letter that Barry Jantz wrote that's in here. Barry says a whole lot of what I feel about this situation in terms of concern about property values and noise and possibility of drinking drug juice and maybe a little wandering over onto our property from the park, things of that sort, which might happen or might not happen. But he lists those in his letter, and I would certainly agree with him that that's something we have a concern about too. My biggest concern, though, about this project, I might as well be open and upfront about it, is traffic and road conditions up there. 160, as those of you know that have lived in this area for a while or maybe live in that area, curvy, hilly, narrow, almost no shoulder in places. You can't even get off the road to walk. If there's a car coming and you got to get off the highway, you got to get over there and hope you don't slide on down into the ditch. Now, that has nothing to do with the traffic I'm talking about in terms of this RV park, but it is a dangerous highway. We've had a couple of pretty good crashes up that way. One of them, pickup truck, lost control, wound up in our front yard, knocked off a tree, bounced off another tree, came to rest in the driveway over there, about 40 feet from where my wife and daughter and I were working in the yard. No one was hurt. Don't know how that ever turned out. They took long statements from it. That's the last we ever heard of it. But at any rate, no one was hurt there. There was another one about 100 yards the other direction. Not too long ago, I guess it's been a couple of years, which a young man was killed. I had the unfortunate circumstance to be one of the first ones on the scene on that one. It is only 100 yards or so from our house. And got to reach my hand through the window and put my hand on that young man's neck and find out his pulse is long gone. So it is a dangerous highway. That is one of the things which concerns me more than anything else about this development proposal. The people that live up there and that drive that highway on a regular basis, going to and from work, to and from school, whatever it might be, know those curves, they know those hills, they know the narrow spots, they know the spots that are slick, and some of them are plenty slick when they get wet. And they handle that pretty well, handle it a little too fast sometimes for my pleasure, but at any rate, most of the people that live up there and travel that regularly know how to handle their vehicles on that road and do a pretty good job of it, to my way of thinking. The thought keeps occurring to me, if this RV park is approved and built, going to have, if the owner has his way, and I can certainly understand where he's coming from a financial standpoint, lots and lots of RV vehicles coming in there, some of them small, some of them large, he hopes. And in many cases, I'm sure, also driven by people that are not at all familiar with this area, not at all familiar with Highway 160, and are looking for a place to turn to get into this park. Those three things together worry me. Increased traffic, bigger, slower moving, harder to develop, harder to handle, I should say, traffic, driven in some cases by a driver who's never been there before, who's looking for a place to turn, and yet all this other traffic on 160 is still going. We don't live very close to the east entrance over there. We're about 0.3 miles from that, I guess. The other west entrance on the other end over closer to where we live just across the road from the corner of that property on that end. We live right next door to Larry Jantz, or Barry Jantz, I'm sorry. Barry is the closer to them than I am. He lives right across the road from them. We live just west of him.
Hey, Mabe, can you show me on the map where your property is?
I got it.
I hope I can.
Okay. All right. Scott may already have it.
I'm not very good.
I don't know Mary Ann, so.
Okay.
I got you highlighted here.
165-160, is this where I'm thinking of where the swim property is?
Yes, sir.
Okay. There's an entrance. Well, I'm assuming it's going to be an entrance. this property runs to here, and there's a gated one there, which I assume is going to be another entrance. We live right here.
Okay. All right.
Our driveway is out over here. Actually, the property and our property don't overlap much.
Yeah.
That's not an entrance.
Yeah.
It's not an entrance. Is it an exit?
It's nothing.
Neither?
It was pre-existing. Not approved for RVs.
So, okay, that's good to know. I didn't know that.
So just for clarity, Mabe, do you suppose that if this RV park came into place that it's going to increase traffic your direction, or do you think it's going to be more coming from the highway?
I think it would be more from the highway, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I think it would be more from the highway. I don't have any way of knowing, but yeah. I would doubt that there will be much coming from the west.
Yeah.
Although there's an increasing amount of semi coming from
that's
the
true.
West. So maybe it's just a better way to, for them to travel. I don't know. I would think more of the traffic be on the east, yes.
Yeah, okay.
There again, if they're coming from the east, you got to find that turn. You got to turn off, and you got to come back out on the road. If this is not going to be used as an entrance or an exit, as this gentleman just said, that means all of the RV traffic got to go in and come out that same way. And if they're a good-sized RV, they're going to take up one lane and part of another one when they come out. So, again, I'm no traffic engineer or expert or anything of that sort, but it seems to me that the combination of larger vehicles driven by someone possibly not familiar with this area looking for a place to turn and or getting back out of after he's visited there for however long it plans to be could increase considerably the likelihood of some serious accidents. I haven't been much involved in this, so I certainly may not have touched on the things that are most important, but that's one of the things that concerns me.
Okay.
If they have any questions, I'll try to answer them if I can.
You guys have any questions?
Mr. Davidson, did you share your concerns at the previous meeting?
Yes, to somewhat. Okay. Not very much. I went to that meeting totally unprepared, didn't even know what it was about, hardly.
Yeah.
I spoke, but frankly, it did not make much sense, I don't think. I hadn't thought about this very much at all at that time.
And I have one last question for me.
Yes, sir.
When the cross was approved and Heroes Park and all that, did you oppose that project?
No, I didn't get involved in that at all.
Okay.
Couldn't find out for a long time exactly where they were talking about. I'd read about it in the newspaper and bring up, well, it's so-and-so. And I wasn't either. Ask somebody else, and it's so-and-so, and I wasn't. No, we've not had any real contact with the Heroes Park and cross, except just stop and look and go back in there like a tourist.
Has traffic increased for you since then?
I'm not going to say that I know it has. I think it has, yes.
Okay.
But I couldn't say that I know. I have no way of testing that except just a gut feeling and what I observe as I go. Traffic has increased on 160, period, whether it has anything to do with the cross or not. At least it seems to me it has. We live on the south side of the road, and it's kind of a berm in front of our house, and so we don't get an awful lot of noise from the highway, even though we live adjacent to the highway. But when I'm out in the yard watching, zoom, 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 and an increasing amount, it seems to me, of semis, which has nothing to do with what we're talking about, I realize.
Okay.
But, yeah, I think it's increased, but I can't prove that.
Okay.
Couldn't if I had to.
All right. Thank you.
No way. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
My name is Victor Jantz. I'm here on behalf of Barry Jantz. I was able to get off work. Can I point out where we live?
Sure.
These 15 acres right here, directly adjacent from the west portion of that, is where my parents live. We've lived there since 2005. And I can say I grew up there, loved the area. But I'd like to read Dad's letter on his behalf, if that's okay.
Okay.
Says, I'm writing with my concerns of the potential plans for the acreage directly across the road from our home in Walnut Shade, Missouri. I'm Barry Jantz. I'm unable to be present this evening because of being previously scheduled out of town, but I am gracious to my, well, this says neighbor, because Mark was supposed to read, but I got to be here, so son, for reading my letter. My wife, Lindy Jantz, and I have owned and quietly lived on 15 acres located at 5204 U.S. Highway 160 since April of 05. Where we raised our children peacefully in the country. We chose this location because of its tranquility, peaceful neighbors, and safe area. Our concern for the proposed Hickory Hills project is that this RV park, being used for short-term and transient rentals, could have adverse effects. It is well known that most RV parks are often overcrowded, and no matter what rules are implemented, there will always be those who do not value the area because it's not their home. They're leaving shortly. It is difficult to stop ambient noise at any campground, no matter the policies, even if it's from a game of lawn darts, poker, music blaring, or children playing on a playground. New RVs even have large TVs on their exterior, complete with high-quality speakers, which I'm sure do not have low volumes. While quiet hours attempt to be enforced, there will always be those that push the limits while we try to enjoy our quiet solitude in the evening. It's also worthy to note that in today's society, people's efforts to vacation and get away from their worries, sadly enough, often include substance abuse. Campgrounds often have illegal substances brought in under the radar, resulting with impaired individuals. As we now have a 7-month-old granddaughter, you're welcome, Mom, frequently at our home, this gravely concerns us. We are vehemently opposed to any kind of substance abuse, and to think this could be a frequent event directly across from our home is appalling. We're also concerned about the possibility of strangers wandering around crossing the road to our acreage, God forbid it being an impaired person. While we could post numerous no trespassing signs, these are obnoxious, and at this point, they've never been needed. Even if lofty guidelines are set regarding age limits, RV value, no dogs, etc., we're skeptical these regulations wouldn't be altered in the future to accept more vacationers in efforts to increase income. Our son and his family will one day inherit this property, and they strongly agree with our stance. He currently works in the resort industry and is well aware people try to push the limit on vacation, whether bending camp's rules or breaking the law. Unfortunately, foolish decisions can only be countered after enacted, and police sirens also adversely affect the quiet atmosphere of our home. Thank you for your time and listening to my letter, and thank you for considering homeowners who would be directly affected by the Hickory Hills project. Sincerely, Barry Jantz.
Okay.
Thank you. Any questions I can answer on his behalf?
I don't think so.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Is there anybody else who'd like to speak for this appeal? Or
there was something that was brought up that I wanted to address.
Really. Yeah, go ahead.
Scott, can you pull up the exit for the proposed RV park right here that has the road? Can you blow this section up?
I mean, was it that one, or do you want me to just blow up?
No, the actual aerial. The aerial. Okay. So, and blow up down this area, or pull this up if you wouldn't mind. Just a little bit more. Okay. This is Stillwater's ministry.
Whoops. It's hanging on for some reason. Okay.
This is Stillwater's ministry. This is 160 going past the cross. This is the cross entryway to get into this property. Okay. This is the 93-acre entryway to get into this property. And there is another the gate that was at the other end of the property, but it's not going to be used for RV access. So basically, all of the RV access or proposed access is going to be off this area. This is a hard turn right here that is a blind spot coming down here. Now, here's how you know it's dangerous. My frontage goes from the state mandated amount and cuts in all this way, taking away the frontage on the cross property. Why? Because they're expecting cars to come around this curve quickly, see something that they can't avoid, and have to go off into it.
Do you suppose that's why it's wider below it too?
It might be, because if I was in an accident when I was in the young man. I dropped off on a freeway on a 6-inch ledge, and I tried to pull the car back on. When I did, it shotted me across the freeway, and I ended upside down an embankment, exactly like this one, and that's pretty steep. So the point of decision comes to right here. This is a private property. This is a road that's got, I think, maybe 5 or 6 or 7 houses on it. That's a small subdivision, which this is part of, okay? People coming in and out of here, we notice that they run up on us very, very quickly. So we are very, very careful getting in and out of this property.